It's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup.
State legislators held a hearing this week on a bill aimed at banning research using aborted fetal tissue. We'll get the latest on that issue and hear what's next for the proposal.
Governor Walker was in the headlines this week after he officially signed off on the Milwaukee Bucks arena deal. We recap the details of that plan and look at what people are saying about it.
Joining us to talk about those stories and more is Robert Menser, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald. Robert, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, lawmakers gathered in Madison this week for a hearing on a bill banning research on aborted fetal tissue in Wisconsin. How did this bill come into being? Can you tell us about it?
Sure. So this is a direct response to a series of hidden camera videos that were released by a national anti-abortion activist group. So those hidden camera videos showed members of Planned Parenthood discussing fees for fetal tissue, fetal organs, which can then be used for medical research. And to conservatives, certainly to people who oppose abortion, that is seen as a moral outrage. And so there's a movement among conservative legislators to make sure that that practice is not happening in Wisconsin. There's been legislation introduced that would ban the sale or donation of fetal body parts in the state. It all came about as a result of this these Planned Parenthood sting videos. But Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has said that it does not sell or donate fetal tissue from its from Wisconsin clinics. So one concern or one effect of the bill is going to be that it could have the effect of halting scientific research at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and sort of related private sector businesses. And that is causing some legislators and a number of the Wisconsin Medical Society, the Medical College of Wisconsin, and other industry groups to, you know, either come out in opposition or express a need for changes to the bill that's been introduced.
And where are lawmakers with that issue of scientific research using aborted fetal tissue?
Sure. So popular with Republicans, not so popular with Democrats, probably about as you would expect. I think there are 50 Republicans who've signed on to the proposal. At the same time, there have been Republican voices who clearly don't want to see it cause a halt to medical research, especially on existing cells. And even the bill's main sponsor, Representative Andre Jacques, said that he would work on changes to make sure that wouldn't happen. Then the sort of medical community say that they're not sure that would be the effect. So that's been cited as that it could jeopardize $76 million of work and thousands of jobs. So that continues to be a big concern. And a key figure here this week, Senator Alberta Darling, a conservative Republican senator, said she does not support the bill in its current form. So it may indicate a bumpy road ahead.
Robert, do you have any indication about whether there are other states who are considering legislation like this in the wake of these videos?
Yes, sure there are. I think the videos caused a national controversy and got national notice, and for sure I think that among anti-abortion activists and conservative Republicans who overwhelmingly oppose abortion, it's seen as a cause for action.
We're talking to Robert Menser right now of the Wausau Daily Herald for our Wisconsin News Roundup this week. And another ongoing story made headlines this week when Governor Walker signed the proposal to approve plans for the new Milwaukee Bucks Arena. And to recap, how much will taxpayers have to pay?
$250 million.
$250 million. And so how does that look to be distributed?
Yeah, it comes from some different places. There's local aid, some state tax aid in it, and there is a bunch of private investment as well. So it is complicated, and even these figures are debated about over could it go up to $400 million over the course of this 10-year term. But basically, $250 million is the agreed upon figure for the public financing of this deal. This is something that became one of the most controversial parts of the state budget, somewhat, I think, surprisingly. But it really became a flashpoint in the budget, which is why it ended up being broken out and was just passed as standalone legislation this and signed into law on Wednesday. And the reason that it was somewhat of a surprise is because almost all of the opposition to it came from the right, from Governor Walker's right. These were the most conservative members of the legislature who were in opposition. There were a lot of voices in conservative media who were speaking out against it. And the argument was, you know, should we even have public money involved in this? And are these economic projections that we're seeing gonna actually come to fruition?
And it's still got to go to the Common Council, right? I mean, what do we know about what might come up then?
Yeah, I mean, that seems like I'm not in Milwaukee. I suppose I could be proven wrong, but I think it's going to be a cakewalk in the Milwaukee City Council. That's the place where probably there's the most support for it, and we saw support from Milwaukee legislators on the state level for sure. The issue is more, I mean, and I should say, I write an opinion column, and I've written about this, and what I found is you can't find an economist who says that these stadium deals are actually a good deal for taxpayers. There are some economic benefits for sure, but the state of the economic research, at least right now, is that they come with a lot of opportunity costs, and that there are other, you know, almost any other investment that you do ends up getting better returns. So, you know, this is background. This is sort of what the debate was. That's all kind of over, and I think most observers expect it to easily pass, and I think they're looking to start construction this fall.
And Robert, just very briefly, interesting story about lawmakers studying the prospect of merging the two-year UW campuses with state technical college systems. What's being considered there?
Yeah, this is really interesting. The Wisconsin is actually pretty unusual in that it has these two sort of parallel systems. It has a system of 13 two-year colleges that are part of the UW colleges system, part of the larger UW system. And it also has 16 public technical colleges, which provide more vocational work and worker training and tech school. It was announced this week they're going to study this issue, and I think that everyone sees this as an enormously complex, and there's a lot of stakeholders, and it's hard to see quite how you could cram these two systems together.
And we'll leave it there as a to be continued, Robert. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
That was Robert Menser with the Wausau Daily Herald joining us for our recap of the biggest stories from around the state this week.